We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne above.
Damn, Charlemagne. Who you give a Donkey of the Day to now?
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 16th, goes to 29-year-old Lakeisha Woods Williams of Texas. Now, Lakeisha was hit with two charges of child endangerment last Thursday after police officers found her 8-year-old and 6-year-old child alone in their high-rise apartment complex. Now, I know we've heard these stories before. Parents leave their kids home alone so they can go to work, sometimes to clubs, sometimes to the grocery store real quick. But Lakeisha, oh, she had bigger plans. See, Lakeisha didn't leave for a couple of hours. No, Lakeisha decided she needed to be gone for nearly a week.
Jesus.
What would cause the woman to leave her kids for nearly a week? Let's go to ABC 13 Eyewitness News for a report, please.
Lakeisha Williams.
Williams is accused of leaving her 6-year-old daughter and 8-year-old son home alone at their luxury high-rise in the Memorial City area while she flew to Florida and boarded a cruise to Puerto Rico.
Both juveniles told officers that they had been left alone since April 4th.
The young children were said to be left alone to fend for themselves for at least 5 days and told deputies they didn't know when their mother was coming home. The Precinct 5 Constable's Office responded to Williams' apartment for a welfare check on Tuesday and noted that the apartment was in a state of disarray. They say it smelled like urine and said it was obvious the children had tried to make themselves meals. Court records say police found a phone and a camera that she was using to communicate with the children while she was gone. When deputies tried to contact Williams, they say she was not cooperative and changed her story about where she was. She was arrested Thursday evening.
It don't matter where you were.
Like what?
You was going away from the kid for a week.
Jesus.
Okay. Why did this remind me of Jay and Silent Bob? Remember that?
What the hell? Excuse me. Who's watching these babies?
The fat one's watching the little one.
Oh, nice parent.
Lakeisha, as a parent, we all want a vacation from our kids. Okay, you think my wife and I don't take vacations where we just go and get away from the kids for a while? Yes. The difference is we have babysitters. and nannies and grandparents. Adult supervision. Imagine planning a vacation. Okay, you packing, you getting your hair done, some nice protective style like cornrows or faux locks or Senegalese twist. That's what they call it, right, Jess?
I don't know nothing about no Senegalese twist.
What protective style you be getting?
Faux locks. Okay. I don't know nothing about no Senegalese twist.
Oh, no, Sid said she know. Okay. Okay, you get you some nice little outfits from Pretty Little Thing, Sheen, Fashion Nova, right, Jess?
Yeah, boy.
Rainbow, maybe.
Rainbow, okay. Whoa.
You go get you a manicure, pedicure, you get you a wax. You're doing all the things to go on vacation. Meanwhile, you're just planning to leave your 8 and 6 year old at home. Now, I know people can't afford proper childcare. I get it. But if you can't afford the vacation and for someone to watch your kids, then maybe you can't afford to go on vacation. Why don't people think like that? Forget if you can afford to cruise. Can you afford to leave this 8 and 6 year old home alone for a week? The answer is no. Okay? This woman was communicating with the kids via a camera in the apartment and via text message to the 8 year old. This whole situation is a prime example of grandma no longer being in our lives. Where is Big Mama? Okay, where is grandma? Where is grandma? Nowadays, grandma might have been on the cruise with us because grandma 49 and the daughter 29 and both of them twerking on Facebook to Sexy Red. Now, both kids were checked by paramedics as well as Child Protective Services, and they both have been removed from the apartment. And guess what? Now they are in care of their aunt. If they have an aunt that they can be in care of now, then why in the hell weren't they in care of the aunt while you was on the cruise?
Maybe the aunt was there, too.
Maybe the aunt. They wouldn't have gave them to the aunt then.
Right.
Well, you're right.
The fact that we can't make sense of any of this is exactly why we must give Lakeisha the credit she deserves for being stupid. So please let Remy Ma give Lakeisha Wood Williams the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
You got a little time? Want to play a game?
Sure.
We ain't played a game in a while.
Sure. All right, fine.
Would you like to play a game of Guess What Race She Is? Lakeisha Woods Williams of Texas.
Black.
Lakeisha Woods Williams.
Yeah, y'all.
Lakeisha Woods Williams of Texas. Let her 8 and 6 year old stay home alone while she went on a cruise. Just hilarious. Guess what race she is?
Black.
Damn.
Why do y'all think that? Why do y'all say that so confidently and so quick?
Lakeisha Woods Williams. Like what?
Yeah,
what did you talk about?
Is it the Keisha or the Lakeisha or the two last names?
Yeah,
the Woods and the Williams.
It's both. It's Lakeisha Woods Williams.
Dang.
I've never heard of a white Lakeisha or Asian Lakeisha or a Latino Lakeisha.
Yeah.
Guess what? Y'all about to be surprised.
Oh, my God, no. Okay.
You better not.
Y'all about to be surprised.
You better not.
We should have said biracial.
Well, Lakeisha Woods Williams, Just Hilarious, and DJ Envy is absolutely pure 100%. N-word.
She's
black.
No,
yes.
This is N-word behavior now. There's a difference.
That's okay. Powerful surgery at work.
Damn it, man.
Damn, yo. And she young. Yeah, she most
29 years
young.
Old. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
she look
crew.
Younger than that, though.
You think so?
She did, yeah. She like she had a hard life, but she looks younger than 29.
Nah, it's just the overbite. Overbites make you look young, especially when you ain't smiling.
Nah, she did look younger. She looks like she's about 24, 25.
Yeah,
she looks about 24.
She looks like she's
the overbite.
20s.
You can tell she got her mouth closed, so it's tucked over the overbite. So
okay.
It makes her look a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
Overbites make you look 4 or 5 years younger. That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, she looked like she would do it again and again.
Yes, she would.
She tried to set it up, right? She tried to set up the camera. She probably put mad little ravioli and quick little macaroni cheese in the microwave.
Oh.
It looked like she still got the protective hairstyle she had on the cruise.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what it's giving.
Because she got arrested right when she got back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What
that
is that, Jeff?
That lace front. That's the lace front. And it's definitely sitting in the middle. It's melted down. So it's definitely leaving sleep for the guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Charlamagne, for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
She's been tying her hair up in jail. Listen.
Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the Nosabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.